Hello, this is Eric Jennings reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. Agriculture is South Dakota's number one industry, providing over 129,000 jobs and $11.7 billion in total value-added contribution to the state's economy. The facts speak for themselves regarding the economic value that agriculture provides our great state. There's no shortage of high-quality raw commodities produced in South Dakota. But where do those commodities go after harvest? Most of our state's commodities leave the state to be processed, resulting in a substantial economic impact for states that have processing capacity. So that brings me to question, why doesn't South Dakota have more processing facilities, so we can keep that economic value close to home? South Dakota has recently taken steps to increase processing capacity within its borders. Davidson County approved a permit to construct a $500 million soybean processing facility. Not only will the facility provide 50 jobs and bolster the local economy, but the additional value of processing soybeans will stay in our state and with its farmers. An entity comprised of 200 family farms, pork producers, and farmers throughout the Midwest, including 70 owners who live within a 50-mile radius of Sioux Falls, plan to break ground in 2025 on a $500 million pork processing facility in Sioux Falls. This facility will employ over 1,000 people, and the facility would process nearly 3 million hogs annually. We've also seen increased opportunity for expanded beef processing in the state. This allows for better access to high-quality beef from your neighbor down the road. Again, all of these wins for agriculture are a major contributor to the economy, on the state, local, and individual levels. When thinking about the future of agriculture and the processing capacity in South Dakota, keep in mind that processing is good. Good for everyone, from the economic impact to supporting farmers and ranchers. I recognize now, more than ever, the importance of additional processing capacity. Let's support South Dakota in remaining a state that provides opportunities for the next generation of innovators and entrepreneurs. Food security is national security, and now is the time to keep it close to home. For more information on how to become a member or the latest state and industry news, visit our website at sdcattlemen.org or find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. I'm Eric Jennings reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. Thanks for listening and have a beefy week.